Special guest in the house this morning as we put a little spotlight on our good family of Adapt, and I'm welcoming Doug Cleveland this morning. Doug, how are you?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for the invite to come into the station to talk to you today.
You bet. It's just a pleasure. Good to meet you. We spoke just a little bit before you came on, and I know you have quite a witness in your journey to become a part of a very special team. Tell us a little bit about that, and then let's just drive it home with who Adapt is and what y'all are doing to bless this community.
Absolutely. So my name's Douglas Cleveland. I'm a certified recovery mentor at Adapt here in Grants Pass. We're located at 356 Northeast Beacon Drive, right behind the Goodwill building over there. I wanted to come in and talk a little bit about my passion today, and that is helping people with substance use disorders. You know,
sure.
I used drugs for about 8 years. It was from the age of 24 to 32. And,
wow.
Today, I haven't used drugs for 6 years, 5 months, and 16 days. And, you know, that's a huge milestone.
That is. And the fact that you're counting the days, by the way.
You have to, man. You have to.
See, I know that about, and I've heard that, and I think I know that. So, yeah. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. And, you know, what helps me continue to move forward every day is giving back. That's why I got into the recovery field.
Yep.
So, one of the things that I personally love about recovery is learning how to have fun in recovery, learning a new way of life, learning how to do things without drugs and alcohol, being surrounded by like-minded people and people that want you to succeed in life.
Sure.
You know, and that's kind of what our certified recovery mentors do, is walk along beside you in that process.
Right.
You know, we have the similar lived experience of using drugs and alcohol and changing our way of life. We're not somebody that's just going to sit there and tell you what you need to do to change your life. We actually walk alongside you and help you do that.
And you know the ins and outs and the little subtleties and the signs and all of the crutches that are part of that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can tell just your presence here that you're thankful is part of it.
Every day.
And when you're thankful, it kind of goes out there, and it affects whoever you come alongside of, and I just wanted to encourage you in that. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
You bet, your brother.
So some of the things we offer at Adapt are we can do comprehensive alcohol drug assessments as well as mental health assessments. That also includes individualized treatment planning. We have intensive outpatient services, and some of the great things about our peer support is we can get you connected to primary care, get you connected to a dentist. We do transport to 12-step meetings. We help individuals get transported to DHS for supervised visits with their children when they start to get their life back together again.
Sure.
Transportation is a huge issue for people in recovery because most of us, you know, we lose our driver's license and we're not able to drive anymore. And to be able to walk from one end of the town to the other in a certain amount of time to get there is almost impossible sometimes.
Sure.
We have OHP assisters, and this allows us to help people that don't have insurance to regain insurance.
Okay.
Because, you know, our physical health goes down a lot.
Sure.
And we want to get people connected to primary care and dentist.
Start getting them healthy again.
Absolutely.
That is definitely a big old big step in that self-esteem thing, meaning you feel like you're worth coming back for.
Absolutely. We also have DUI assessment and treatment. So people out there that have received DUIs can come do their SUD classes and get their license back.
You're covering a lot of ground there.
We do a lot of things, Tom.
A lot of things. It's called breaking. It's kicking out obstacles.
You really Absolutely.
Are. You're kicking out every obstacle, so there's no excuse or obstacle for you not to come back and get your life back, and you've got a family that's backing you up.
Barrier removal is one of the biggest things for peer support.
I like that.
You know, and we like to live in the solution, so when people come with us with the problems we have, we seek the solution for them, you know, instead of tell them what to do.
You're not hitting a bureaucracy. You're hitting folks that got their feet on the ground. They're going to make sure yours are on the ground, too.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm getting it.
We do also have an outreach team that visits various areas of the community to meet people where they are. Not everybody can make it to our front door to receive these services, so it's always good for us to go out and find them. I also wanted to talk a little bit about our post-overdose team.
Please do.
So in the community, we have a collaboration with the Grants Pass Police Department, and that started in September, and the whole goal of the relationship of that is to combat drug and alcohol addiction and prevent overdoses.
Right.
And connect the individuals to services that have substance use disorders.
Sure.
And I want to talk a little bit about how it works. So when dispatch receives a 911 call for a suspected drug overdose, ADAPT Integrated Healthcare's recovery mentors are alerted, as well as police officers and medical personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And after making sure the area is secure, the Grants Pass police officers facilitate a warm handoff to the recovery mentors so that we can meet the individual where they're at and connect them to resources. We will go to the hospital with them, okay. Sit with them.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of them are lonely.
Oh, sure.
You know, and that sense of loneliness can help you get even more lost.
Of course you
can. So we'll spend some time with them in the hospital. We'll get them connected to detox services, get them in for an assessment, and then, you know, they can get residential care.
You're just finding any means you can to get them out of that pattern and into the good one, just like you are.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. It's been a great relationship so far. And like I said, I spent 8 years of my addiction, and anytime a police officer or law enforcement talked to me about what I needed to do or how I can change my life, I always went the opposite direction.
Sure.
Because I felt like they didn't know, because they never been down that path.
Yeah. Even though they meant well, it wasn't working.
Right. So our recovery mentors all have the similar lived experience and have all been previous life of past addiction. So our relationship with the individual has gained a lot of traction in getting people help.
I imagine that's sensed right away.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
There you go. And no diss to the police officers, because I know they really, really want to make a difference. But the limited thing, I think it's the perfect partnership, probably long overdue, but I'm really glad to hear that it's working well, because it's, you know, it hasn't been around for a long time. So if you had, what, 3/4 of a year to kind of test and start seeing how things are going, how does the police department feel about it?
Really well. They've welcomed us with open arms.
I love that.
Absolutely. And they know that we will go to any length to help people get to where they need.
That's what it's all about. I'm really encouraged to hear that myself. Yeah. I just think anytime we're able to shine a light on things that really need that without ignoring it and doing it in a real practical way, we're going to do our part right here at Grants Pass Broadcasting to give you a voice all the time, okay?
Absolutely, Tom. I appreciate that a lot, very much. We also do have a website. If anybody out there listening would like some information,
you can
go to adaptoregon.org. If you yourself are using drugs or alcohol in excess, or have a family member or close friend that needs services, you can also contact Bethany Galley at our front office, and that number is 541-474-1033.
1033, 474-1033. Did I get that right?
Absolutely, Tom.
1033.
Yep.
There we go, 10-4. No, I don't want to accuse. Better not do that. Too many numbers. Hey, really good to meet you, sir. I mean that.
Thank you, Tom.
And I hope to see you again sometime and do a little follow-up every now and then, because I think that's important. Once we do a little spotlight here, let's do a follow-up and see how things are going a little ways down the road. And anybody else in your great team, we'd love to meet them.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Because now we're family, right?
We are.
All right, Doug. Again, thanks for the time. And my best to all of you there.
Thank you.
And thanks for the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
We're going to work a community spotlight for anything worthy. You've got something to share. You contact us right up the front desk at 476-6608. I ought to know that better than that. 476-6608. And we'd love to schedule some time for you right here. It's what it's all about, serving the community. And we like doing everything we get to do. 943. This is another thing we get to do. Josephine.